picking a president. Wednesday, I interviewed Governor Mitt Romney of Massachusetts, the top Republican running for president. And tonight, I bring you one of the top Democrats, Senator Joe Biden. Senator, thank you for joining us tonight. If you were a president right now, how would you deal with Iran?
Well, what I would do is continue to push with the international community. I'd push them very, very hard, including the Russians and the Chinese. I'd find out what they needed in order to make sanctions, in fact, stick. And I'd be putting a lot of pressure on the Europeans as well.
What would you tell Ahmadinejad, the guy who's head of Iran, about what he ought to be doing with his country? I mean, you can say you can't do something, you can't have a nuclear weapon, but why should he accept that as a response? Why should he accept such a demand from the world?
Well, look, I think one of the things, Chris, here that's really the hidden issue here, and I think the Europeans and the Russians are going to start to push it, and that is whether or not the United States, if in fact there's a verifiable means by determining Iran not going forward, would we be willing to normalize relations with Iran? I think that's the big enchilada for the Iranians. Mm. I think that's the only thing that, quite frankly, would get them over the mark here. And my bet is that's the next thing that the Europeans and the Russians and the Chinese come at us with, and I think that requires the president to think pretty hard.
Do you think the president should meet with Ahmadinejad?
No, I don't think he should meet with him because I think the guy's a little crazy. But the truth of the matter is, I think you should find out what the bottom line here is. And we've never really, we've been unwilling to try to figure that out. All we've been doing is, not all, it's made sense, making the case with Iran why they should not move forward and what consequences may flow. The Europeans have constantly talked about we have to put more carrots on the table that don't relate to allowing them the nuclear capability. And so I think that's the next sort of altar call that's going to come here as to whether or not there's anything else to put on the table short of a threat of war and or getting enough pressure to put on the international community to deal with an energy embargo down the road, which quite frankly would hurt us badly, but would hurt the Iranians, would cripple Iran.
I'm going to ask you a question about world leadership. Why should the United States decide which countries have nuclear weapons?
Well, I think the United States is not the only one deciding here. This is what, fortunately, we're on the same page. You cannot allow states that, in fact, have demonstrated that they are not capable of acting within the international arena to have nuclear weapons. It has been, we've made it more difficult on ourselves, the way in which we have moved on pulling out of arms control treaties, not signing on to nuclear test bans and so on and so forth. So we've kind of been, we've made it hard to make the rationale more persuadable to the rest of the international community.
Does the President of the United States have the authority to attack Iran?
No, not without congressional support. Authorization, I should say.
Is that a consensus in your body?
No. I don't think it's a consensus among Republicans or Democrats at this time. There's a consensus that we don't want Iran to be a nuclear power. But there's a whole lot between here and there.
So if we woke up tomorrow morning and the president has already taken the action, would Hillary Clinton stand up and salute like she did in the last war? Would all the Democrats, the regular Democrats say, we got to back the president, rally around the flag? That's what I fear, that he knows he can get away with that. Because Hillary won't challenge him on Iraq yet. I'm just waiting for somebody to stand up and say, you can't act, Mr. President, like this is a dictatorship.
Well, I'll say right now, you can act, Mr. President. If you do act, Mr. President, it is clearly against our interest for you to do that. This is a nation of 70 million people, Mr. President. You already have us in deep trouble because of the incompetence of your civilian leadership, Mr. President, in Iraq. In Iraq, we're a long way from being able to be victorious, Mr. President. For God's sake, don't make another stupid mistake. That's what I'd say.
I heard you. It's on the record now. When you.